And I've got with me two gentlemen in studio, one of whom was trying to start off his own business and one from one of the government agencies who can help you start off your own business. So you're both very welcome. Tom Hayes, Head of Startups at Enterprise Ireland, and Eamon Blaney, who is a man trying to start up a business. You're both very welcome to Down to Business, and thank you for coming in. Let me start off, Eamon, with you. Tell us, you had an idea and you were trying to get some money. What was your experience?
Well, I've had several ideas over the years, but there's one more idea I've been working on for probably a year and a half, and I understand that money is tight, it's hard to come by, and I thought at some stage what I'll do is I'll work the best I can on this. I mean, I was working as a business development manager for a PLC in Dublin here for, two, 3 years,
yeah.
And I left there, went to college in 2007, did an MBA in Trinity, thankfully they let me in, qualified from that.
And they let you out as well.
And they let me out as well, but unfortunately when I came out there was a little problem with the economy, and absolutely no jobs. But
you've been operating on a job seeker's allowance then?
I have indeed, actually. Well, I thought that'll keep me going for a couple of months and I'll get a job, and then that just wasn't going to happen.
How much is the job seeker's allowance now?
204 euros.
A week?
A week.
Okay, so...
An awful lot of... There's thousands of people like me throughout the country, graduates, I would tell you, not just from the MBAs, but from any other discipline. Yeah. And they find it very difficult. But the great thing about a recession is, and I mean, I had to leave in the 80s because of the recession. And the great thing about recession is they are a huge opportunity for people as well. This is the time when innovators, entrepreneurs can actually make the biggest possible impact.
Okay.
If they get the right support.
Okay. Now, tell us your experience of trying to get that.
My experience of support, I would say finding your way through the labyrinth of government assisted agencies and the supports that they provide is probably more difficult than starting a business. Okay? Because there is a huge amount of support there, and Tom and Enterprise Ireland, I've worked with Enterprise Ireland before in my job as a business development manager, and they have been superb. I mean, they do exceptionally good work. But I find myself suddenly on the other side of the fence, in a small company, or no company, just starting off. And the reality of it is that everywhere you turn, you can get training, for example. Now, no disrespect to anybody, but I mean, I'm probably qualified to train the trainers.
Yeah.
You can get mentoring. You know, I could probably provide that as well. What I'm attempting to do is something that has been actually overseen by the Trinity College Business School. They were happy with it. And the County Enterprise were happy with it. But one thing that I've found is everybody will provide you training. They might provide facilities in this way or that way. What they won't provide is actually seed capital.
Okay.
Well, this is very critical, Mark. Yeah. They won't provide seed capital unless it's matched funds.
Okay, right.
So you try matching funds on a job seeker's allowance and see how far you get.
Hold that for one tick now, because we'll come back up in that second. Now, Tom Hayes, we've got a situation here, first of all, that if you are trying to do what Eamon's trying to do, how do you get through that labyrinth and go to the right place to get you the kind of support you need?
Well, I just met Eamon out there for the first time, and I must say we had a good chat, and we've arranged within the next 10 days to actually meet. He's going to send me a copy of his business plan. He hasn't actually met anybody in Enterprise Ireland yet.
Okay. So should he have gone, and is Enterprise Ireland the right place to go to first if you're in the kind of position?
We're happy to talk to anybody. We get over 1,500 inquiries every year. Quite a number of those people are thinking about doing something that, quite frankly, wouldn't be eligible for any form of state support. It might be somebody who wants to open a shop, or somebody who wants to open a hairdressing saloon, whatever it might be. A lot of people are open a restaurant. That kind of area, that area would not be eligible for support. But as I said, out of that 1,500, quite a significant percentage of those people, we would then find that they wouldn't meet the criteria, let's say, in terms of what we might call a high potential startup business, we would send them to...
Give us a shorthand version of what the criteria are.
For a high potential startup, we'd be looking to somebody who would have the ambition to create 10 jobs, have turnover of about €1 million, mainly export oriented, because exports are where this country is going to grow and develop over the next few years. And a small open economy, we need that. And every year we help and support about 70 startups in that particular area. Now, having spoken to Eamon, I'm in fact impressed. I hadn't even heard of Eamon until I arrived at his studio here this afternoon.
I've met Eamon.
Thank you very much, Mark.
I can absolutely take credit for it. I'm very impressed with the background. He ticks a lot of the boxes in terms of his own personal capability, his track record. He's actually worked with Enterprise Ireland in his previous business. He's got a business plan. I think the business plan does have an international dimension to it, because it's not something that can be confined just to the domestic market. It can sell internationally. And I fully appreciate the early stage difficulty that he has in terms of early stage funding. But I mean, all I can say is I'll be meeting Eamon within the next 10 days.
All right, well,
and we'll be sitting down to talk
news.
About
tell
the,
us, what is, you better tell us what the idea is here now, what the business concept is.
Well, I can say it is based on, it's based around psychometric testing on the internet, and because of the very unique twist to it, part of the seed capital that I'm looking for is actually to protect the intellectual property. And that costs probably about $3,500.
Which we were talking about a little while ago about the tax relief that's going to come in the budget. By the way, on the seed capital question there now, Eamon mentioned earlier that one of the problems is that if you've got to provide seed capital from the state sector, it needs to be matched. Is that the situation in
Well, there's some very early stage funding that actually doesn't need to be matched. There's early stage grants that we can provide, and the kind of figures that Eamon is actually talking about seem very modest in terms of, if we're making a substantial investment, if we're let's say investing over €100,000 in a business, we would be looking to matching funds, and it's an area that we can help Eamon if that's the context of the business plan that he's going to bring forward to us. We'll be able to help him to find that as well, because if the idea is as good as Eamon says that it is, and you know, we'll do some due diligence, we'll help him to find people, we'll be able to assess that particular business plan. But the kind of money that he's talking about appears to me to be sufficiently modest enough to be able to at least get him going and up and to test a proposition that he's talking about.
So from your point of view, had you not maybe ended up meeting Tom here today, you could still be wandering around the labyrinth lost.
Well, I don't know about that, Mark. I mean, one of the things that Mark said, any entrepreneur is their tenaciousness. Yes. I mean, you know, you just don't lie down. Absolutely. You can't lie down. It's as simple as that. And let me tell you, as soon as my job seekers allowance runs out, I think it's in 2 weeks' time, because of Mr. Cowan's adjustment in the budget in December, he reckons 9 months is enough to find a job. He should try it. So he might have to try it before too long if he's not careful. But they would like to put me on social welfare.
Right.
Then maybe we could put my name down for a house and a medical card and everything. Okay, it would be great, you know. But I want to be an employer. And I mean, there's the one greatest asset that this country has, one of the greatest resources we have is actual human capital, intellectual capital. We have so many graduates around the country, so many capable people who want to start businesses. And to get out of this recession, you know, 70% of all the people in this country are employed in SMEs. Yeah. We are the people who will actually help us out of this.
There is no question.
Can I just respond to Eamon that and say I absolutely couldn't agree more. If for the country to prosper, to develop, to get out of the challenging situation that we're in, the country we do need people like Eamon. They're the kind of people that we're looking for, the people that have that particular up and go, that have the idea. Okay, it may not work, but at least it's worth testing it. At least it's worth providing some support and backing to it. And I hope that Eamon will have the very same experience with ourselves now as a high potential startup company as he had when he was the business development manager with the previous company that he
worked
at.
Which was excellent. I mean, really a great time for Enterprise Ireland.
Yeah.
But could I just say, Mark, I mean, I have a little, let's say, a very off the wall suggestion as to how maybe the government and the department, who I've been in contact with, and I expect to hear a result from them at some point. But what I reckoned about this whole idea of helping startups is, why not be completely off the wall? And instead of Enterprise Ireland, or be it the County Enterprise Board, who've been great out in Fingal, actually, fair play to them, why not put together a fund? And the fund would be whatever number of millions of pounds to help people in the position who don't have the ability to match funds, okay? Now, but here's the difference, is that you would administer it by people who were proven entrepreneurs, and they don't get a salary, they don't get a guaranteed pension, they don't have a government job. What they do is they get paid on a commission basis, depending on how successful the companies that the fund invested in.
You incentivise it.
Oh, well, like, I'm an entrepreneur, so I'm happy to work with another entrepreneur, and I know that his ass is on the line, just as mine is. Hmm. And he or she will get rewarded depending on the effort they put in. And I would also put into that as well, is that if at the end of a year the company hasn't actually grown the way it was because the promoters of the business didn't work hard enough, well then the state should be in a position to take a controlling interest in that company. Okay. So it's a win-win for the taxpayer, for the promoters, for Irish industry.
That sounds desperately logical and quite rational.
It'll never happen then.
Tom knows from working in the system, the system is organised in a particular way. Yeah. Trying to shift it, change it or do something different.
It might be, but at the same time we're always willing to take on ideas that, I mean, we do have to think outside the box as well, and I mean ideas that Eamon has there, but let's take a step at a time. We'll take
Absolutely.
Eamon's business idea that he has, which to me seems the actual costs of entry, the entry barriers to it, are not as high as in some, let's say, software development business.
All right, well, that's
where you
great.
Spend a lot of money in
I'm going to ask the pair of you, if I may, I put a proposition to you. have your meeting in 10 days' time or whatever. Let's see where it goes. And I would love if you both come back and whether you go along with it or you don't. Yeah. You might tell us where we've got to and what happens next.
Well,
and that'd be brilliant.
That'll be superb.
Can I thank you both very much for coming in?